As residents have made their way back into the liberated Ukrainian villages surrounding Kyiv and Kharkiv in recent weeks, they've had to deal with landmines and booby traps left by withdrawing Russian troops. Ukraine's Interior Ministry estimates it could take 5 to 7 years before all these explosive devices are cleared from fields, riverbanks, commercial buildings, and even in homes. Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane has been speaking with some of the workers who've been removing the mines around Kharkiv.
On a hillside near the liberated village of Vilhivka, electricity workers are trying to fix the power supply. But before they can do that, they need the local demining unit to clear the field. The Russians had used this area as a position to launch Grad rockets at Kharkiv. And as they withdrew under pressure from Ukraine's counteroffensive, they mined the area. Artur Silchenko and his team have to first identify these mines and then neutralise them. Yesterday we found 4 anti-personnel mines here, he told me, including one next to the flag and one placed on the road. We pulled it out with a hook and destroyed it right here. This is the hole after demining. His unit deals with mines, booby traps and unexploded devices in all kinds of locations, including fields, forests, riverbanks, commercial buildings and homes. Artur's team has even found evidence of Russian troops targeting children's rooms with booby traps. They identified 2 next to a child's cot. I don't know what to say, he says as he shakes his head. It's terrible. I don't understand why you would do that. These are children. Before the war, Vasil Bilis was a law academic. Now he's a volunteer with the Joint Forces of Kharkiv. Part of their job is to warn returning residents about mines and booby traps in their homes. There are many cases of booby traps left in electronic devices in homes, he told me, and the Russians even put traps on their soldiers' dead bodies. AM has not been able to verify that claim, but it backs up allegations about mining dead soldiers previously made by President Zelensky. The job these deminers do takes extraordinary courage. 3 men were killed last month while demining cluster munitions near Kharkiv. Another 4 were badly injured in the same incident. Ihor Ovcharuk has supervised over 3,500 demining trips in the Kharkiv region, which has resulted in more than 2,200 explosive devices being cleared. But 2 weeks ago, his luck ran out. He was hospitalised after a mine exploded near him. AM spoke to him just days after he checked out of the hospital and returned to work. I injured my face, hands, leg and knee, he told me, but I'm okay. I have minor injuries, but my colleague is more seriously injured and he's still in hospital. Like all the Ukrainian deminers, Ihor sees it as his duty to his community and his country to remove these explosive devices, no matter how long it takes. This is Steve Kinnane reporting from Kharkiv for AM.